USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
North Korea continuing its weapons tests, firing what analysts say is the most powerful missile the regime has tested in 5 years. The latest landing in the ocean about 500 miles away. It makes 7 launches this month. South Korea's president says Pyongyang may have broken North Korea's pledge of 2018 to stop testing long-range missiles and nuclear devices. The chairman and top Republican of the Foreign Relations Committee say they are closing in on a deal to sanction Russia over ramped-up tensions with Ukraine.
Senator Risch and I have been working with our staffs and colleagues, a bipartisan coalition. I would describe it as that we are on the one-yard line.
This has been a 24-hour-a-day effort for the last several days.
Senators Bob Menendez and Jim Risch telling CNN State of the Union the goal is to finalize the legislation early this week. USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his 6-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. 2 bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A nor'easter on the East Coast continuing to leave its mark. Hurricane-forced winds battering much of the East Coast, along with heavy snow making travel treacherous or impossible, flooding coastlines and threatening to leave bitter cold in its wake. 1,400 flights have been canceled nationwide and another 650 delayed, according to FlightAware. 9 people are dead. At least one person is in critical condition after 6 vehicles crashed in northern Las Vegas on Saturday. A vehicle was speeding when it crashed into multiple vehicles after running a red light. And 13 people were killed when their van overturned and flipped into a ditch in central Mexico. Another 10 people were injured. Some of the victims who died were trapped inside the vehicle. 13 people hospitalized due to a carbon monoxide exposure in the pool area at a hotel in Ohio. 2 of those said to be in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's the end of an era in the NFL with a veteran quarterback hanging it up.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is retiring from the NFL. ESPN broke the news, citing multiple anonymous sources. Brady leaves the league with an unprecedented 7 Super Bowl rings. Widely considered the greatest quarterback in NFL history, Brady leaves the sport with more yards passing and touchdown throws than any quarterback in NFL history. He's the only player to be the Super Bowl MVP 5 times and has been named the league's top regular season player 3 times. This announcement comes just days after Brady completed his 2nd campaign with the Buccaneers as the defending Super Bowl champions fell to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC semifinals. Brady rallied the Bucs from a 27-3 deficit to tie it late before Matt Gay's field goal at the gun won it for Los Angeles. Brady said he's going to give attention now to his wife and his 2 kids. He also has a teenage son with his former girlfriend, actor Bridget Moynihan. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
NFL Conference Championship action today. We'll see the Chiefs hosting the Bengals at 3 o'clock Eastern in Kansas City, and the Rams host the 49ers in Los Angeles at 3:30 Pacific. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.